What am I doing here? Where am I? Wait. Answer that last one first. Where the fuck am I? What is that? Is that the name of your boat or something? Great. Just great. Normally, I don't have to worry about men like you coming out here. It's too far away from the shore to really attract any attention. Usually, these hunting grounds are perfectly clear. So, of course, of fucking course, the one day I decide to risk it and go early because I decide to treat myself, because I decide I deserve some nice things, is the one day that someone else decides to go fishing out here. There was a big group of cod that looked so delicious. But it seems you also had the same idea. Do you fish here often? I didn't think so. I feel like I would have remembered your boat if I had seen it. I try to wait until it's dark before moving, spend most of my days looking above me and making sure I'm not seen. The tentacles help with being able to move pretty quickly, but I just wasn't fast enough this time. The one time it actually mattered. Well, now that you've caught me, what are you gonna do with me? You don't know. Well, that's certainly a new one. I haven't heard that one before. Then again, I've never been caught before, so I guess we're both out of our depths on this one. I always figured that if I got caught, I would become like one of those stories we're told about when we're younger. Oh, you know. They're mostly just little tall tales to help keep kids safe. You know, don't touch the sharp, shiny objects. If there's a floating worm in the water, it's definitely a trap and you shouldn't go near it. And arguably the most important one, the one that I failed to listen to this time, if I'm honest with myself. If there are a lot of fish schooling together that don't typically do that, then there is something driving them to do that. In this case, it was your giant net. I take it that you're not going to eat me since I'm not a fish, right? Are you going to bring me back to shore and sell me to the highest bidder? Well, I don't know you. You could want anything from me. You could be bringing me back to shore just so that I'm easier prey. Or, like, you could be bringing me back to keep me locked in your house as some kind of a pet. There are worse things than being eaten, and I really don't want to find out what they are. Being brought back to shore sounds like my worst nightmare. I don't know how I would even be able to survive with folks like yourself. I don't have legs to walk on like y'all do. I have these tentacle things. Eight of them to be precise, and I'm not fucking stupid. Having eight tentacles is a bit more distracting when everyone else looks like some kind of pretty boy like yourself. At least, I'm assuming they do. You're not an outlier, are you? Why are you flustering? Well, yeah. I think you're attractive. I wouldn't have said so if I thought otherwise. You're a cute guy. And since you're the only human I've ever interacted with, I'm just kind of guessing everyone looks as good as you. Was that wrong of me? Oh. Now I'm the embarrassed one. I just thought, you know what? Pretend I didn't say any of that. Let's figure out what you're going to do with me and forget I said anything. You kind of hold my fate in your hands, you know. The way I see it, you caught me. If I were to try to dart for the side of the boat, it would be rather easy for you to grab one of my tentacles and hold me back. Keep me aboard the ship, you know? I don't want to lose a limb of mine if I can avoid it. I might have a lot, but they are all important to me, so, you know. I'm just kind of stuck here until you make your decision. You haven't assured me yet that you're not going to bring me back to shore yet, so I'm a little nervous. Trying to give you a reason to return me. And you are just looking at me with this certain look in your eyes. I can't place it. Maybe it's curiosity. Maybe it's pity. I'm not quite sure. But if you return me to the ocean unharmed, I can make it worth your while. I promise. I've been known to be very talented with these tentacles of mine. I can show you if you're willing to set me free afterwards. What do you say? Please, just hear me out. You're a few miles out from the nearest coastline, so it's going to be a little bit before you're able to make it back to land. You currently have a naked octopus girl tangled in some net-like bondage situation on the deck of your boat. I'm offering you a chance with me in exchange for being set free. You get a nice reward for catching something so big, and I get to go on my merry little way. It's a win-win for both of us. I would even be willing to catch you some fish personally so that you can bring back something to the shore and don't end up empty-handed. I understand that a few fish isn't going to bring in the same kind of reward as an octopus girl, but it'll be something. I'm not stupid. I know I'm worth a lot. But if you bring me in like this, if you take me ashore, I'm not going to make it easy for you. I've been very polite with you so far, but my patience is starting to get frayed since it seems like you aren't really hearing me. So I'll spill it out for you, sweet boy. You let me go into the waters below, and I'll ruin you for everyone else. Sound like a deal? You don't have to move yet. That yes was all I needed from you, sweet boy. I'm sure you've noticed one of my tentacles sliding up your pant leg, haven't you? And it feels good, doesn't it? Seems like someone didn't wear any underpants, did he? It's okay, sweet boy. That makes it easier for me. Suckers attaching to your thighs, applying pressure, staining your skin with pretty bruises. You'll be able to see it better soon enough. But, and that's one big but, you're going to have to earn it from me. What? Just because you caught me, you thought you were going to be the one making the choices? How naive, boy. Now that I have you, I don't really want to let you go. I want to see just how much a human like yourself is capable of taking. After all, you can feel how thick my tendrils are, can't you? The tip of one resting directly on top of your clit. It makes you think about how it'll feel sliding inside you, doesn't it? It feels good when I start to flick the tip of my tentacle back and forth, doesn't it? Circling around your clit as the suckers reattach to more sensitive parts. You can't help but let out a moan, can you? That's it. Already thrusting your hips against the sensation, you feel your pleasure starting to grow, getting wetter for me by the second as I continue to work you. Oh, that's it. That's a good boy. Told you I would make it worth your time. Going to make sure you feel so good that when you go home tonight, you're going to find yourself touching yourself again, thinking about how my thick tentacle feels moving against you, licking around your clit. You rock subconsciously into it, pressing harder against me, trying to make yourself feel better. That's it, sweet boy. You're doing so good for me. Are you going to stay this well-behaved if I happen to slide a tentacle inside your pussy? And what about your ass? What if I fucked both of your holes at once? You would love it, wouldn't you? So much of a whore for it. I would have to gag your mouth with a third tendril of mine, wouldn't I? I've got plenty of tentacles for you, pretty boy. I've got one for every hole of yours, and then some to spare. Bet you would look so good gagging on one of my tentacles. Another would continue to tease your clit, while two more would take turns fucking your ass and pussy, alternating when one goes in and one goes out. That way, the whore wouldn't have to be empty. He hates that feeling, doesn't he? Oh, that a boy. That's right. Getting closer the more the tendril plays with you. Naturally wet and coated and slick. It makes it so easy to slide against you. Watching you come undone the closer you get. What a good whore you're being for me. Keep rocking your hips just like that. Yes, that's a sweet boy. You're getting closer, aren't you? The more you arch into my touch, the closer you end up feeling. You can't help it. Your body has a natural reaction to pleasure. You haven't even felt me inside you yet, and you're already this close. This desperate. This eager. Eyes shut as you try to focus on how good you're feeling. Do you really think I'm going to let you come like this? Do you? I haven't even been inside you yet. There's more places to play with, boy. It's not enough to just tease you a bit and then have you come from my tentacles. You'll still be empty. That seems like torture for a whore like you. I'm going to turn you into a tentacle slut, sweet boy. Going to ruin you for everyone except for me. Going to go to sleep and dream about how amazing you felt in this moment. Staring down as the naked octopus girl strokes your clits. It's burned into your memory forever. You're going to feel yourself start to get wet, and then your body won't be able to control itself, and then an automatic response will appear. And for some weird reason, that gets you wetter than anything else, doesn't it? That makes me so happy to hear. Makes it so much easier for me to slide another tentacle up your pant leg, joining the tendril that's already there. This one isn't seeking out your clit, though. I already have that covered. Instead, you'll feel this one sliding inside you, starting to fill up your cunt. That feels good. This is what you've been missing, isn't it? Oh, such a fucking whore for it. At least you feel good, easily taking whatever I give you. Slowly getting stretched wider and wider. Oh, come on, boy. You can take it. You're a tentacle slut, aren't you? Then show me what that means. Take every little thing I give you like a good whore. Come on. You can do it. You're not going to disappoint me now, are you? Not when you're so close to getting everything you could want, right? You want to come for me, don't you? Too bad. If you want to come, you're going to have to work harder than that. A good whore knows when he needs to act all pathetic and desperate to come. You weren't there yet. It's okay. We can try again, can't we? Oh, come on. It's not like you have somewhere else more important to be, right? No. You don't. What could be more important than this? This is what you were asking for, wasn't it? It's okay, sweet boy. Just give yourself to me. Surrender to the pleasure and it'll feel good. I've got you. I always take care of slutty boys like you. You're the most fun to play with. Moaning as the suckers start to move again, adding more hickeys to the constellation already blooming. I wonder how you're going to explain this one tomorrow. Is it going to be the same way you explain why you're walking funny? Why don't you say please, and maybe I won't edge you this time. Go on, say please for me. My goodness, listen to your voice. How are you able to sound so wrecked when you're supposed to be catching your breath? Is it because I didn't leave? I just stopped my movements. You can still feel the tentacle inside you, just like you can feel the tip resting against your clits. You want something, huh? Tell me what you want, sweet boy. What is it that you need from me? Is this it? Feeling the tentacles start to thrust in and out of your pussy while another starts to play with your clit again? Is this all you needed, boy? Such a whore for it. Look at you. Don't even have to take off your clothes to be a slut for tentacles, do you? Can stay perfectly dressed so that no one else will know what a whore you're being for me. Oh, yes. Such a sweet boy. Yes, you are. Keep it up. You're going to stay on my good side so that you can come, aren't you? Didn't like how it felt to be denied your orgasm. Poor boy. It was so much fun for me. The frustration on your face was priceless. Wonder how quickly you're going to get there again, since it did just happen. Is it only going to take a minute? Are you already ready to come for me? Oh, you're going to last much longer than this. As good as this feels, you want to know how it feels to have a tentacle come inside you, don't you? Moaning as you feel one of my tentacles start to caress your ass, playing with the sensitive skin through the fabric. Oh. Another keeps playing with your clit as you moan, getting filled up over and over again. So many limbs mean so many places for me to touch, to explore. Leaving hickeys everywhere I go, littering your body in them. Don't want you thinking this is just some dream, sweet boy. You're such a good whore for me. Taking it nice and deep in your cunt. It feels so good the way the tendrils curl inside you. Flicking around, pressing against your G-spots. So much sensation for just being edged, but you don't care. No. Letting yourself go, melting into the pleasure, surrendering yourself to me. Oh, that's it. Not going to be able to touch yourself at night without thinking about me. Every time you slide your fingers in yourself, you're going to feel like it's lacking. You're going to think about how good you feel at this moment, how my tendril stretches your cunt out, how another one flicks against your clit. And you're going to know that I've ruined you for everyone else. That I've completely destroyed you for everyone but me, right? That's fucking right. That's a good boy. You feel so good wrapped around me. Taking everything I give you. You just want more, don't you? Getting closer with every thrust inside you, with every circle of your clit. You just crave more. A greedy whore, if I've ever seen one. It's cute. Now keep going. Keep being a cute little whore for me. I had no idea that underneath your sailor exterior, I had no clue that underneath that trying to be professional, that some sort of debauched slut was just waiting to be released. You've kept it a secret for a while now, but there were cracks. Cracks that I so easily saw that I was able to sneak through. Now, you don't ever want to go back, do you? Denticles feel so good, so much better than a cock or tongue or even your own fingers. Oh. Every time you go to have sex, you're going to think about me, aren't you? Fucking good, pretty boy. Maybe that'll mean you'll come back here. Seek me out. You'll want to feel this good again, won't you? Look so good like this, thrusting against the tentacle, arching into my touch. Oh, fuck. Getting closer with every passing second. Oh, that's it. That's a good boy. I can feel myself getting closer. Oh, yes, I can. You feel so good wrapped around me. Such a tight cunt for me to bury myself in. Oh. Flicking against the G-spot every so often, making sure that you're taking it nice and deep. Oh, I don't want you forgetting about this for a while. I want you to feel this for the next week. Oh, fuck. I want to be on your mind constantly. Don't want you to be able to escape your thoughts of me. You're not going to be able to even go fishing without thinking about me, without thinking that I got fucked right here. Oh, ruining you like the good boy you are. You're such a sweet whore. You're even letting me do it, not complaining, encouraging it. Oh, fuck. Lewd squelching only proves to me how badly you want this. You can't get enough, can you? Oh, that's a good whore. Eager to come. Eager to show me how good you feel. You're so fucking close, but you're waiting for me. Going to come with me and show me that you're a good boy. That you deserve to come. That you've earned it, right? Oh, oh, that's right, sweet boy. Keep it up. You feel so good. Oh, such a good tentacle slut for me. Can feel myself coming undone with every thrust inside you. Oh, shit, you feel so fucking good. Can't get enough of this pussy of yours. Oh, come on, make me come. I'm so fucking close, good boy. You feel so good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at you, thrusting so erratically, getting closer, right to the edge again. Almost feels like you're being edged, huh? Do you think I'm going to stop right before you come? Do you think I'm going to edge you again, whore? Oh, I bet you wouldn't like it. Would end up moaning in frustration, tears brimming as you beg to come, beg to be fucked, beg for some sort of relief. The kind of relief that only I can grant you. Oh, fuck. You would look all adorable, all pathetic for me. I can picture it perfectly. Those eyes of yours, they show so much emotion. Wouldn't be able to hide how much you need it. Oh, fuck. He even now, you're not able to control your noises, losing control of yourself. Oh, come on. You can take it. You're going to be a good boy. You're going to make me come, aren't you? It would be a waste to not come inside this cunt of yours, right? Practically begging to be filled. Fuck. Oh, so fucking close. Oh, so close, Stenicles, lads. Going to let go with me? Not going to keep me waiting, are you? Oh, fuck. Then prove it. Come with me, sweet boy. You deserve it. You've earned this. I've taken everything so well. Such a good tentacle slut for me. You deserve this. You've earned it. Come with me, sweet boy. Let go and come with me. That's it. That's a good boy. Let it all out for me. Yes. Coming on my tendril, just like a good tentacle slut should. That's right, sweet boy. You're happy, aren't you? Don't whine, pretty boy. It's okay. I'm just retracting my tentacles back to myself, nice and easy. I know, boy. You don't want this feeling to end, do you? It felt so good. Now you can't stop thinking about my tentacles, right? Then, might I suggest something that will benefit us both? What if you come out to these waters like once a week, and then you throw down a special lure, something heart-shaped? Whenever that lure is thrown into the water, I'll know it's you, and I can tug on it. You'll be able to pull me up, and then we can have a little fun together. I really, really like you, sweet boy. I think it would be a shame if we never met again, especially since I just ruined you for everyone else. You're not going to be able to go back after this. So how about it? Fuck buddies? Then I'll be seeing you around. Same time next week. Don't keep me waiting, sweet boy.